Yes. 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 That's all I have to say. By the way, it would be really weird
if I
came on the show and for three straight hours just went, yes, yes, yes. Like, it would be a little bit repetitive. Already is. But yes, it's the edition of the Rich Eisen Show that you've all been waiting for. I've been waiting for quite some time. And it's just 2 days before the draft. It's a day after two tremendous performances in the NBA playoffs, one by Jimmy Butler to put the Bucks in a significant hole in their playoff series with the Heat. LeBron James with a first 2020 performance in the playoffs for the Lakers since Shaquille O'Neal, for crying out loud. Great stuff to talk about on this program. And it's 2 days before the NFL draft. We have not only one, but two former number one overall picks in a draft to talk draft with you, their experiences this year. Carson Palmer is on this program. He made a bit of news by saying that Joe Burrow is more consistent than Patrick Mahomes. He said that a couple of weeks ago on his brother's pod. So Carson will be joining us. Lots to talk about with him. Troy Aikman is on this program. And then two top 10 picks in this year's draft. One surefire, Will Anderson Jr. from Alabama, could be the first defensive player called. And I'm hearing it's possible the Texans can take him second overall, down to Stroud and Will Anderson maybe in Houston. And then there's Bijan Robinson, who's just so fascinating to me. Because you're talking about potentially four quarterbacks in the top 10 or not, five quarterbacks in the top 15 or not. You're talking about some terrific defensive players and then offensive linemen. And then there's a running back in this quarterback-driven league. Bijan Robinson is going to be first up 18 minutes on this show. Brockman and Del Tufo, good day to you, gents.
Good morning, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
TJ Jefferson, good to see you, sir. How are you in the corner?
Good.
Excellent.
You know, Daniel Bryan became a legend saying yes over and over in the WWE, Rich, so it could work for you.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So move over McAfee. There's somebody else in the 12-3 slot.
So it could work for you.
That might go top rope on people. Could you imagine if I did that? I would literally be in traction if I did anything that McAfee attempted to do from the top rope. But that's for another day.
Yeah, he's done dives off of steel cages, bro. You don't want that.
For another day. The words I love to say into a microphone. I told you so. Okay. I knew this was going to happen. How many times? Oh, my gosh. This thing could go into the summer.
What a thick limb you're going out on.
No. Hey. This could go into the summer. The 49ers might swoop in. Rodgers might change his intentions. He might retire. He might do this. He might. No.
That's not that wasn't on the table, though.
The opposite of yes, no. And now we finally got yes.
Yes.
It was going to happen, and it was going to happen before the draft. And it has. And that watched pot finally boiled over about an hour and a half after we said goodbye yesterday. And we say hello to the former number 12 of the Green Bay Packers and the apparent new number 8 of the New York Jets. Because Aaron Rodgers is going back to school. Thornton Mellon style. Little Triple Lindy wearing his old Cal number. Diving into the New York Jets pool, which, as we all know, is filled with riptides everywhere. You have no idea. And that's normally for the ocean. But nothing ever makes sense with the Jets. Ever makes sense with the Jets. And I was saying all along, do not give up your first overall pick this year for Aaron Rodgers. And the holdup apparently was that Woody Johnson wouldn't give up a first-round pick next year unconditionally. And word comes down, here's the deal. Yeah, fifth-round pick comes to the Jets, sixth-round pick goes to the Packers, whatever. The real information here, although you can't say whatever. I mean, fifth and sixth round picks can turn into somebody significant. The Jets and Packers swapped spots in the first round this year. It's just two spots. Jets move down two, Packers move up two. Interestingly enough, who's sandwiched in between the Patriots? And then a second round pick this year, 42nd overall. Interestingly enough, the better of the two second round consecutive picks that the Jets have. The one they got from Cleveland. for the Elijah Moore trade. And then the mother load. A second-round pick next year that becomes a first-round pick if Rodgers plays 65% of the snaps this season. And I proffer to tell you this. If he doesn't play 65% of the percent of the snaps this season, there's something very wrong. And you'll see too much Zach Wilson, which is what this is all about. I understand that is a nice chunk of draft capital. And this does, I mean, my eyes are wide open here. This officially confirms the drafting of Zach Wilson was a disaster. You don't choose somebody second overall in a draft and then two seasons later supplant him with somebody else. Now, the somebody else is very significant, obviously. But somebody who's pushing 40, that's one way to describe Aaron Rodgers. I would say that's a negative way of describing his acquisition. But when you're saying there's a former second overall pick who you're hoping to be the next Broadway Joe, Zach's Fifth Avenue, and it turns out to be, yeah, well, that didn't work out at all, and there's no way we're going into the season with this guy in year three because that's a barbarian at the gate called the Jets fans, and they're not going to stand for it, and that's the barbarian at the gate called the 2023 schedule that includes the AFC West, our division, NFC East, and also includes name it, Mahomes, all of it. Go down the list of all the other quarterbacks. Yeah, you can't go into a season with Zach Wilson right there. Can't do that. Jalen Hurts, Cowboys, what the what? Can't do it. Won't do it. Aaron Rodgers is available? Oh, so we'll set the whole thing up for him with a receiver that we'll sign for him and the offensive coordinator that coordinated his last two MVP seasons. Oh, and we've got the reigning offensive and defensive rookies of the year and Quinnen Williams, who is so damn good. Aaron Rodgers knows who he is because Quinnen Williams sat in his lap in Lambeau Field last year like Aaron Rodgers was a Santa Claus in a mall. Which is my point. I don't care about the draft picks. I don't care.
Now you don't care.
I don't care.
Now you don't care.
No, I don't care, and I won't care later on either, all right? And I know what your point's going to be because we need to see what this trade looks like, how the Jets are going to play, and they've got to make the playoffs because the point of making this trade absolutely is the fact that I am sick and tired, as is Woody Johnson and anybody else who's in the Jets world, of seeing one quarterback after another just flop. Last 10 seasons, the quarterback with the best, most starts is Sam Darnold. 13-25 he went. Geno, Fitz, Zach, McCown, Flacco, Mike White, Bryce Petty. Get out of here. And then on top of it, the offense has been so terrible. Honestly, last 10 seasons, every metric, points per game, yards per game, yards per play, red zone touchdown percentage, passer rating, last. Guess what they won't be this year? Last. Their offense last year, in the last parts of the season, to keep using the word, was so damn dark, even Rodgers' cave was lighter. Out. Gone. See ya. It's worth it. It's worth it. A big-ass swing. Yeah. You got to take it when there's Mahomes and Burrow and Allen. Just to name three. And we assume Lamar. And there's Deshaun, who's not going to have a full season. And there's also Russ with a new coach and Justin Herbert and Tua. You got to take your swing if you can, and the Jets just did. Look at their schedule coming up this year. They're going to be on national television all over the place. Choose it. First week of the season. Rodgers at Dallas? You want to go that way? Sure. First week of the season. Rodgers welcoming Jalen Hurts? Do it. Let's go. Herbert, Mahomes are all coming to New Jersey. So is Allen. Could be C.J. Stroud for the Texans. The Giants. Are you kidding me? Jets, Giants? This is exactly... You got to show up in Denver. Watson, you got to go to Deshaun Watson again. I bet you they won't put the elf on the field again, or they'll just cover Corey Davis this time. Look, I'm telling you this. You got to take your swing. Because Zach Wilson wasn't cutting it. The alternative wasn't good at all. So Rodgers, the floor is Favre's 9 wins and all the other crap that went on off the field that I assume Rodgers isn't going to do. Let's go. I'm in.
You're in because you have no choice.
Of course I have no choice. Just like you have no choice with your quarterback. Like, let me tell you this, Chris.
This isn't about me.
Oh,
though.
It is.
How? This is about you suddenly thinking you're a Super Bowl team.
I don't think we're a Super Bowl team. I think we are a playoff team that can contend for the Super Bowl.
If you don't make the AFC Championship game, this is an utter disappointment.
I don't know. It depends on how long Rodgers plays. And that's the other part of this thing, too. It's a total mystery. It's a total crapshoot. It is an absolute roll of the dice. But all it is what? You cost yourself 2 slots in the first round this year.
And $60 million.
A second rounder, whatever. That's Woody's money. And then they convert it into X, Y, and Z. I read today it's, what, $13 million on the cap for this year? There'll be a credit card down the road. Whatever. Because facts. You're going into this year with everybody that you got. You're bringing them back. It's a top 5 defense. We can argue that. And you got Aaron Rodgers hooked up with the coordinator who he adores. He's got his receiver who they got just for him. Okay? He's coming into a new spot. And how long he plays? Hey, Aaron, you want to be in the same realm as Brady? Let's win a championship in New York City. And you play till you're, you know, early 40s. Significantly well. Stay in shape. The AR-8 system. Let's go. Stick around. Because these kids are young and they are hungry and they are psyched for you to come. Let's roll. The alternative was no bueno. No bueno. And in this AFC, you need to have somebody who can compete. And Rodgers, will he fall apart because he's pushing 40? I don't know. Willing to try. And next year's first, will it suck when I'm sitting on the clock and if the Rodgers has already left or it was an 8-9 season or 10-7 season and all the things that were going wrong in Green Bay are now going wrong in New York and they own that and there's a big fat credit card bill coming and you know the Jets are sitting on at home watching the Packers choose 10th overall with their pick. That would suck. Worth it, though. Worth it. Worth 2 spots in this year's draft in the first round and a second rounder you weren't going to really use anyway. You sent Elijah Moore away. You made your bed with everybody else as your receiving core. You still got your second round pick right behind him. You weren't going to use it anyway. Out the door. Worth the roll of the dice on behalf of a fan base that is so sick and tired of getting kicked in the LeBron James crown jewels like Dylan Brooks is flipping his hand at you. Done with it. So let's ride. Let's go. My opinion.
Good luck.
No, you don't. Now you don't believe it. Now you don't. Honestly, would you rather be in my position or yours as an AFC East fan?
Mine.
Why?
Because the list of people who have had successful seasons at over the age of 40 is 2. It's Tom Brady and Brett Favre. That's it. And the history of the NFL. Aaron Rodgers didn't look good last year. And I just don't think it's going to go well.
Okay.
New team, new receivers. He didn't even like having new receivers last season. It took 8-10 weeks to get on the same page with some of these guys.
I think the Jets receiving core this year is better than the one that he had last year.
Yeah, but it's not a talent issue. It's getting on the same page. It's chemistry. It's cohesion.
Well, at least they made the trade, so they've got months to do it. This won't be happening in the middle of the training camp season.
Yeah, perhaps. Is he going to show up to OTAs and minicamps?
Oh, yeah. He will. He'll be there.
I don't know how you could say that 100%. You have no idea.
Well, it's, you know what? I don't know, and I sure hope he does. Because this is a golden opportunity, because you are not the only human being on the planet saying what you just said. And Rodgers needs to hear that. I assume he's hearing that. He hears everything that's said about him, I think. And I think he is definitely sensitive to subject matters that question his abilities. And last year did not finish well for him. His Packer career is now over. He is now starting in a new spot, and the Jets team that he inherits is way better coaching roster-wise than the one that Favre inherited. And the Packers quarterback that the Jets are inheriting now, way better and in better shape than the one that the Jets inherited in 2008. And that, all of it, so much better than the alternative, which is, well, they just couldn't pull off the deal. Well, Rodgers' intentions changed. Well, 49ers swooped in. Well, it's Zach Wilson anyway.
But you're also
against
getting
that schedule. No thanks.
The schedule is very difficult. But you're also getting a guy who admittedly was 90% retired 2 months ago.
Okay. I know. It's a danger, but it's
That's
a better
a
roll of the dice.
That's a crazy headspace to go from I'm retired to maybe let's just keep playing because I want to spite this other team that tried to trade me and
we'll
get rid
find
of me
out. We'll find out. I sure hope he wants to sit there and play till like he's 40, 41, 42, get another contract, finish up, keep things going, keep playing with the Jets. I sure hope so. And I sure hope that he you know, you're right. It's a very rare situation for somebody to be 40 plus and perform well at the quarterback position. Maybe he's the next one. Worth the swing. Absolutely worth the swing. Hugely worth the swing.
Yeah, you got to take a chance. You have to.
Later on, we're going to talk about the Packers side of this. Troy Aikman's joining us in hour number three. Carson Palmer, hour number two. Will Anderson, hour number two. Let's take a break. Bijan Robbins is going to join us. And oh, what do I have here? It's my come at me mock draft.
Hey, all right.
2023. I got the top 10 all mocked out.
Let's go.
Before I hit the door for Kansas City. Bijan Robinson of Texas when we come back. And joining us here a couple of days before he will hear his name in Kansas City on the first night of the NFL draft, courtesy of Old Spice, is none other than Bijan Robinson of Texas. How are you, Bijan?
Yeah. How you doing? I'm doing good. You know, I'm really happy to be here with Old Spice, you know, to help guys, you know, just build confidence. But yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
I appreciate that. And, you know, my confidence is lagging a little bit. So I'm appreciative of you joining at this very, very time when I need your help. So let's just jump right into it, Bijan. How many teams have you visited with personally over the last couple of weeks? What do you got for me there?
I visited two teams. I visited the Eagles and the Buccaneers. Those are the two teams that I went to.
That's it, huh? Just two?
Yeah, just two.
Was that your choice to visit just two teams, Bijan?
No. I was open to visit, you know, whoever wanted me to go. But you know, not a lot of teams, I guess, were willing to take me in. They just kind of knew who I was already.
Yes.
I know my game film.
Now, by the way, just so you're aware, I've done this 20 years, Bijan. The fact that they don't bring you in. Means nothing. I mean, the Broncos once drafted Jay Cutler without talking to him ever.
Right.
So a lot of teams try to cover their tracks with that sort of thing, and others just don't particularly care, or they are truly interested in getting more time with you. What was your visit with the defending NFC champion Eagles like, Bijan?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was great. I mean, from the staff to, you know, the GM to all the coaches, to even the janitor. I mean, it was such an amazing visit just to meet, you know, all those great people. Met a couple of the teammates that were there. But yeah, I had a great time. You know, it was something special that they got going on there for sure. So, you know, it was good.
Did you connect with Jalen Hurts at all?
I did. He was not there.
Okay.
But you know, me and him have the same agent. So, you know, we'll connect, you know, through her. But yeah, Jalen's a super solid dude.
So were you able to get any indication how real the interest from Philadelphia was towards you?
Yeah, I mean, when I was there, I mean, it felt extremely real. Obviously, like, you just don't know until the draft. But you build so many great relationships during the process, even the Eagles and just even with other people as well. Like, you always feel confident about where you might end up. But at the end of the day, when Thursday hits, it's all a blur.
It is all a blur. Tampa Bay, what was your visit like with them? Walk me through that one.
Same with Tampa. I mean, amazing people, amazing coaches. It was just an extremely great visit, even just the city. You know, Tampa's a great place to be at. Tampa's a great place to live. But I had a great time around the facility, around the player development people. It was really fun to get to really know them.
So those were your top 30 personal visits over the last couple of weeks. Bijan Robinson here on the Rich Eisen Show. What about other teams? Did you Zoom with any other teams, call or connect with any other teams this past month?
Yeah, so I had one workout, like one on-field workout with the Falcons, just so they can, you know, see what I can do in different positions. And it went really well, really well. Got to eat with them, got to talk to them. And then I zoomed with a couple teams, the Lions, the Chargers.
Okay.
And that was pretty much it.
Any connection with the Patriots at all? Did you connect with the Patriots in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, so the Patriots, they came to the facility. And they had me and Roshan. They did a visit with me and him, like last month. So it went really well as well. So, and then even the Titans, they came and visited the facility as well. So
okay,
I've talked to those teams for sure.
So let me ask you this question, Bijan Robinson here on the Rich Eisen Show. What do you say to any NFL talent evaluator? And there will be many of them. They wouldn't maybe say it to your face, sir. But would say, you know what, we don't need to take Bijan Robinson in the first round. We can get production at this position, fifth, sixth, seventh round. I'm sure you hear that all the time. What do you say in response to that evaluation?
Yeah, man. I mean, I would just, like I've always said, you know, I'm a guy that can, you know, be really versatile for an offense. And I say, like, be a game changer. You know, I don't want people just looking at me as a running back, but the guy that, you know, can change the game in any facet. If you line me up at receiver, at slot, you can put me anywhere on an offense and be effective. And I think that even just the off the field, and what I can bring to the table as well, and to a city. And I mean, even like just being a mentor to kids, to families, and just to everybody else that looks at me as a role model, I think that's what is the difference maker in the teams and they're looking for sure.
Well, and I appreciate you saying that last part. That is significant. I mean, that is let me dive into that a little bit more. Why do you bring that into the equation for yourself, Bijan?
Yeah, I mean, I think that just even being a mentor, even just having a mentor, like Kevin Washington, like my family, coaches along the way, I think it's really important to, you know, to have that as a man, as an athlete. And I think that a lot of kids are missing that for what they're trying to succeed. So I think that, you know, for me, I think it's good to reach those true potentials, those true moments for kids. And even like with me, with Allspice, you know, I really encourage people to sign up to Allspice School of Swagger, just because like it can really benefit them, and it can really, you know, see what they can do to help kids that aren't in my position, you know, try to get the best, you know, and do the best that they can for themselves.
Yeah, that involves making sure fewer and fewer kids drop out of high school. Is that what this program is about? Bijan?
Absolutely. It is. And I think that, you know, if you can help a kid, you know, even just graduate high school, I think that's just such a big accomplishment. And because a lot of kids, you know, there's about 30,000 kids that, you know, are on waiting lists to get help for big brothers, big sisters. And I think that it's just such a cool thing to really help a kid and then encourage them to graduate and you know, continue on with education and life moving forward. So that's just such a big piece in my heart that I wanted to share, you know, for sure.
Walmart.com/School of Swagger is how you can join Old Spice Walmart, Bijan Robinson, and the big brothers, big sisters in their commitment to making sure students don't drop out of high school due to a lack of confidence. You could be a mentor today. Bijan Robinson, a few minutes left with the Texas prospect here on the Rich Eisen Show. Any sense at all where you're going in the draft on Thursday night?
Man, I wish I could actually tell you. I feel like it's going to be a surprise for everybody, including myself. I think it's going to be like something that, you know, obviously God is going to place me wherever I got to be at. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's a lot of talk. So, you know, that it can range from 6 to 15. So we just really don't know.
Does that would be the surprise is how high you go, or that somebody's going to trade up to come grab you, Bijan?
It could be both. I mean, what people are saying, where I can end up, or how high I can go, or trades. You know, I feel like in my position, it's really a give or take. You really don't know where exactly I'll be at, but hopefully it's with the best team and with the best situation possible. I'll tell you that.
So what was your team growing up? Who were you rooting for growing up?
I was a player fan. You know, my grandpa, he was a Pac-10 official for 30 years.
Okay.
And, you know, he really, like, didn't have a team. So he would tell me, like, he was like, just love players, just like a player. And, like, I love the Damian Tomlinson, LeSean McCoy. Like, those are guys that I would like a lot just to watch of. But I never really had, like, a set team that I liked.
So, obviously, when you say that the Chargers spoke to you and the Eagles then had you in, I mean, if that would kind of, I think, give you some wind.
It was definitely cool to talk to them just because my favorite players definitely played on their team. But, you know, that's just something that I just can't control.
All right, of course not. I know that. And I can sort of sense the excitement and also soon to feel relief in your voice, to be very honest with you, Bijan. It is for someone of your talent to wonder what's going to happen and have such out of your control. I can understand might be a little unnerving. So let me take one last shot at this question with you. Do you have a Matthew McConaughey story that might be fun to hear? Do you have one?
Yeah.
You got one?
Yeah. So I went to his house, and like he was telling me, he was kind of just like teaching me just the first parts of like how to be a good actor.
Okay.
You know, you live your life. Everybody lives their life wanting to be a great actor, because we all live our life. And if you put a camera in front of us, then we live our life the same. But just seeing him, like, just be in that element and, you know, really, you know, understand what he was doing, what he was teaching me. Like, that was amazing just to, like, see him in that space. So that's definitely a story, like, I'll never forget, because I sat down on this chair and we just immediately started getting into it.
About acting or just about life?
Both, like how both played into it. Like, you know, we can live life in our regular form, but if you put a camera in front of us, can we live our life in that same exact way, or where we buckle, you know?
Did he greet you at the door? Did you ring the bell? I mean, how does one? What do you got?
Yeah, what happened? He just drove up. Okay. You know, he obviously has a really nice house, but just drove up in the driveway,
okay.
And then we just gave each other a long hug, and, you know,
I love that guy.
Went on it.
So you saw the bongos in the house? Is that what you're saying? Did you see him?
I see no bongos.
Very good. I love that guy.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he's all about UT. Yeah. He's all about Texas. He is all about it.
He's amazing, man. He's the best.
He's the best. Well, look, Bijan, do you want to promote your mustard too? I know you're here for Old Spice, but man, I just love.
Hey,
what do you got for me?
Absolutely.
What do you got?
You know,
What do you got?
You know, obviously you can go to BJohnMuthington.com, but I think that that's like going out to be the best condiment that's out there. It's definitely pretty good. I think I think you'll love it. I'll try to find a way to send you some.
Okay.
And you can let me know how it is.
Okay.
I think you'll like it a lot.
Okay. I'm sure you've understood. When you tell somebody in the media that you want to send them free stuff, I mean, I don't know if the answer is, of course. Sure. We'll take it. We'll take it. We'll talk about it. We'll help you.
Absolutely.
We'll help
you.
We'll help you. And hopefully this is the first of many times. I've heard nothing but great things about you. It's a delight to talk to you. And I hope you get only what you wish for. And that we'll just, of course, and that we'll continue conversing as you dominate the next level.
Oh, absolutely. This is the start of a great relationship right here.
Look at us. It just starts with swagger and mustard and all sorts of nervousness, and it's great. And this will all be over soon. You'll know soon. You'll know soon.
Absolutely.
We'll see you in Kansas City, right? We'll see you there?
Yeah. Yep, okay. I'm here right now.
Look forward to it. I look forward. I'll be out there tomorrow night. I hope to run into you. We'll see you soon. Thanks for the call.
Okay, yeah. I appreciate you.
You got it. Walmart.com/School of Swagger to join Bijan Robinson in his campaign to make sure kids don't drop out of high school. Part of Old Spice and Big Brothers, Big Sisters, right here.
Soon to be one half of the best backfield in
with,
the
Ramondre Stevenson?
With Ramondre, yeah.
Wherever he goes, right?
Monster.
Let's just do this.
He's not getting past 8.
Hold on a second. Let's do this. Let's do this. As that conversation from the combine to the draft is sponsored by Noble. Noble is the official combine training partner of the NFL and the official on-field supplier of apparel and headwear for the NFL scouting combine, where I saw Bijan Robinson work out, and he's so damn good. Ton of good running backs. This guy's a difference maker, and we'll find out how this is valued. This is a fascinating, I'm telling everybody, and this is draft. Quarterback to start the draft, maybe, probably, who knows, right? All of that. Trade up to 3 if there's a quarterback sitting out there still that you love, or the Cardinals want to take our second hour guest, Will Anderson, unless the Texans take him instead. Then you got the Colts sitting there. Can they just hold like Braveheart and get the quarterback they want anyway? And then there's Seattle drafting that high. What are they going to do? Will they take a quarterback because they don't intend to draft 5th overall anymore? Lions at 6. You heard that from Bijan Robinson. You heard that. That he's spoken to him. Raiders at 7. That doesn't seem like a fit. They got Josh Jacobs, but who the hell knows, right? The party would begin in Chris Brockman's household with Sarah Tiana just drinking her face off if the Falcons go ahead and get Bijan Robinson at 8.
Fact.
I didn't tell a lie there.
Nope.
Does somebody trade up with the Bears at 9 or the Bears take him? Do the Bears just say, we'll take him? That's exactly the guy in 20-degree weather. Let's go.
The Bears need protection for Justin Fields.
I gotcha. Another way to protect Justin Fields? Is get the ball out of his hand.
They're taking a tackle.
I think so, too.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia gets
don't
this guy
let him
in 10.
Go to the Eagles,
I will
TJ.
Warn the league. I will warn the league. I will warn you.
TJ, they can't get him.
We'll just bolster up our defense.
I will warn you.
Oh, my God.
And the rest of the National Football League. If Bijan Robinson wears green, could you imagine the Eagles? They get Kelsey to return. That offensive line is still the offensive line that we saw last year if they remain healthy. And that vertical pass game and the quick pass game with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith is as good as last year. And then they add Bijan Robinson to Jalen Hurts running this offense. Guys, I don't have their depth chart here. I'm not particularly familiar with the nitty and the gritty of their running back room.
The Eagles?
Yeah.
Stand by.
Because we all know is Miles Sanders is now in Carolina. Is Boston Scott still on the team? I don't know. They might just hire him to take on the Giants because he's got 10 career touchdowns every quarter against the Giants. I'm warning the rest of the league, don't let Bijan Robinson go to the Philadelphia Eagles. Don't.
They have Rashad Penny.
Oh, that's right. They signed him.
And still have Boston Scott and Kenneth Gainwell. Got Trey Sermon from the 49ers.
They got some good running
backs. By the way,
they got some good backs.
Yeah.
Throw this kid in there. Although they like the line play, they like the offensive and the defensive line. There could be some good corners out there. Tennessee, what do they do with Derrick Henry? I don't know.
Seems like it's nothing so far.
Well, I mean, they got a quarterback in Tannehill that's potentially not going to be there much longer, one would think. Do they choose a quarterback there? The receiving core isn't very significant. And then again, like I said at the top of the show, one of the reasons why I'm thrilled that the Jets took that swing at Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Herbert, Tua, Russell Wilson, Trevor Lawrence. I didn't even mention him in the first hour. In the AFC, you better have the dog at that position.
Firepower.
Otherwise, man, you are significantly behind the eight ball. Yep. Do you go ahead and flip Derek? I don't know what they do right there. That's a fascinating roster build. Houston? The Packers, I don't think, would take him. Bro, I think your Patriots need to move up to go get him. I don't think he's falling to 14. Oh, boy.
We have to go to 7 then.
What a fascinating conversation with Bijan Robinson. Fascinating. Amidst the quarterback conversation and the defensive players that are out there. Jalen Carter, how far does he drop or at all? Good God. And then there's somebody like Bijan in the mix. Who's going to go and take the running back that high? Oh, baby. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about everything else. Carson Palmer's going to join us shortly. Will Anderson, Troy Aikman, Hour 3, my mock draft, come at me. All 10, and then we haven't hardly even scratched the NBA playoff surface. So much more to go on this fun Tuesday show. All right, back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Jeff in Detroit.
Oh, yeah,
we knew we had to hear from Jeffrey. All right, as we just heard on our stream.
First
What's up?
All,
What's up, Jeff?
First of all, your YouTube appearance yesterday was wonderful.
Oh.
You were actually glowing
in
the YouTube film. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yes.
This is spectacular.
Yeah, it's called an instant reaction from the front seat of my car.
Solving your problem solves a problem that I have had since 2005. I love to hate the guy, but I hate that I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers has caused me to just... I mean, we all know how the guy is. But the one thing that I honestly can say, and I'm thinking about this now that, you know, you and Chris were having a discussion about, you know, his production, he was kind of disinterested with the team. And we all know Aaron Rodgers plays his best when he's pissed off or when he has something to prove. And I honestly believe that he has something. I can be a fan now because he's over in the AFC. He has something to prove. I honestly believe that this is a home run for New York. I mean, in all honesty, you can come in. If you even sniff the Super Bowl, I mean, you could be the king of the town.
Well,
you come in and save New York football, you are going to be the man.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call always, Jeff. That's Jeff in Detroit celebrating Rodgers' departure from the NFC North, and we'll talk about the Packers side of this later on. Look, the Rodgers, as I said earlier on, he shows up, he is a completely different ball of wax than anybody that's played the position for the Jets since Favre. And I think he's better than Favre when Favre showed up in 2008. I think he's in better shape. I think it's a better
healthy
situation.
When Favre showed up,
you know, he had played a gajillion games in a row, as we all know. And long story short, he looked terrific with Minnesota, but Minnesota was a better situation for Favre than New York was. And I think Favre had nothing but in his heart and a desire to go back into that division and stick it to Green Bay. And I don't think Rodgers has any such intention to do that, nor would the Bears, Lions, or Vikings take him. That's not what they're planning on doing. Like, the Vikings were set up to take him and need him. So that same goal that Favre had to use the Jets as a way station, because the Packers would never on this green earth send him to the Vikings. So to use it as a transfer portal. The Jets were a transfer portal, basically, for Favre. And so that's not happening this time around. My concern is Rodgers in New York City. And that's something that he's going to have to show he can handle. And what I mean by handle, the subject matters that Rodgers broaches on his social media and his media appearances outside of the world of football and what he says, very rarely was he ever asked about what he said in those situations outside of the world of football when he was standing in front of his locker. New York City is a different world. What happens when that happens? He won't be asked those questions, I don't believe, if the Jets are 4-0, 5-1, 6-2. But if they're 2-4, 2-2, 3-4, and Rodgers throws the pick to end the game, which has happened in his career, then he'll hear about it. And the question is what does he think? What does he think of New York? Where will he live? Is he going to live in New York? Is he going to live out in New Jersey? What's he going to do? How's he going to navigate all this? I imagine when Rodgers went out to eat in Wisconsin, there weren't, you know, there wasn't paparazzi. So that's all coming his way. And I hope he accepts it and is excited and reinvigorated by it. Because if he wins there, I don't know how many times I've ever said these words. I'll say it. The Jets may wind up being the hottest ticket in town. Put up the Jets home schedule one more time, if you don't mind, Mike Hoskins. When Mahomes comes to town and Herbert comes to town and Allen comes to town and Belichick comes to town, really? Could you imagine how hot that ticket's going to be? Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. Come on. Late window. CBS. Nance may need a pied-à-terre in the Upper West Side. Maybe spending so much time there in the AFC package. So hopefully he will. Clearly Rodgers is used to playing under the lights. So.
And you're going to be Hard Knocks.
I think so too. Oh, yeah. I think so too, because the Jets can't.
They're eligible.
The Jets are eligible, and yeah. they can't reject it.
Can't really.
Or they can basically say we're not interested.
It's the Jets, Bears, Saints, and Commanders.
I mean there's no. I mean, please. There's no choice. There's one maybe clear option.
Bears 10%, Jets
90%. Oh, no. You need to see how Derek Carr's handled you need to see that. You need to see what Dennis Allen's cooking.
Yeah.
All due respect.
I need more Sam Howell in my life. Come on.
You know what I mean? Like, this is why the Jets took the swing, and hopefully Rodgers is ready for it, because it's coming and it's set up. And they got Lazard. They got Nathaniel Hackett. It's set up for them. And the Young Turks have already won the award for the best rookies. Not like trying to figure out the system. They're going to all figure it out together. I've taken two bites at that Big Apple in this first hour. I will get to the Packers part of it later on. Coming up next, Carson Palmer chimes in on this subject and the draft and more. Troy Aikman's coming up. My mock draft is coming up. More of your phone calls at 844-204-RICH. We just spoke to Bijan Robinson. We've got Will Anderson. Holy cow.